Hello, it's Haley here. Just came on to give you a little introduction to episode 22. Just want to say we have some really amazing fans. We have been able to interact with most of them either on our now Discord, which if you want an invite link to that, please go ahead and see either our Twitter, our Facebook, or our website. And our Twitter handle is @laughterhideous, and our Facebook is The Hideous Laughter. And our email, if you can't find it on any of those places, you can find it or you can email us and ask for it. And that is thehideouslaughterpodcast@gmail.com. And then also we will be putting it on our website, which is hideouslaughterpodcast.com. So if you can't find it anywhere, try and get a hold of us and we'll give you an invite to that Discord. But it has been really awesome to interact with everybody on such an awesome community, and we feel very lucky that we've been such a part of this community and have been welcomed so readily. We really enjoy communicating with anyone who is a fan of the show, has thoughts about the show, wants to ask questions, anything. Please just hit us up. And then also, it would be very, very helpful to subscribe, recommend us, and rate and review us on iTunes. If you've done all of that, you're amazing. Thank you. And welcome to episode 22.
Do you like liquor and things that go boo? Then buckle up, listener, because this one's for you. Prepare yourself for the Hideous Laughter Podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Hideous Laughter Podcast, episode 22. Guys, what the hell are you drinking?
Griffin, that's a Hams.
I see you've downgraded back to a regular size Hams.
Yeah, I ran out of the tall boys.
What a shame.
Well ran dry.
You could have spent like an extra 5 cents and got that tall boy.
I guess that's true. But I already had 30 that my brother got me for Christmas.
Hey, what a good brother.
Exactly what I wanted. First thing on the Christmas list, Santa brought me 30 cans of Hams.
You're easy to shop for. That's like, what, $13?
Well, we were in Chicago, so I think it was $10.49.
That's
you think
absolutely yep.
Plus, yeah, plus or minus
it might have been $11.49. If they're on sale, you can get them for $10.49. I think usually they're $11.49.
People on this podcast listening that are strapped for cash, hit up the Hams in Chicago. It is literally 35 cents a can.
Wow, yeah, it's the most economic way to get drunk. Best bang for your buck.
Yeah, except the Holy Hams grenade.
Oh. I don't even get started.
But aside from that, Brooks, what are you drinking?
A true Ikmer drink today. Green Mio and vodka.
That, I've seen you drink that before. It's really unpleasant.
It's not that bad.
Sure, it doesn't taste bad. Last time you did it with orange peel white whiskey, which...
Oof. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I mean, this, I can't say is great. It's better than other drinks we've had.
It's doable. Sure. It's doable. Yeah, we've definitely... run the gamut on this podcast. Haley, what are you drinking?
I am drinking pineapple rum and Mountain Dew.
Nice. That's, I guess, mixing it up this time. I mean, you're still drinking rum, but at least it's not a rum and Pepsi like almost every other episode.
Welcome to one of the three liquors I can drink. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a shame. What about you, Emily? What are you having?
I am having rum and ginger ale.
Rum and ginger ale. Is that any good?
Yeah, I think I like rum and Coke better, but I was going to give it a try.
Is it dark rum or light
rum? Yeah, it's spiced rum.
Spiced rum? I think that's a dark and stormy, I'm pretty sure. Or no, maybe that's ginger beer. Rum and ginger beer. Anyway, I'm drinking an old fashioned, and I'm pretty excited about that. I fucking love old fashions.
The right way to drink an old fashioned. Slurp it in.
Right in the face. So, guys, everybody have a good new year. Everybody have fun. I know you're all at my house, so that's, you know, I at least saw you.
Yeah, I had fun. What I remember, I had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got hosed off of Manhattans and loved every second of it.
Yeah, you were making a mean Manhattan. I saw that that rye bottle in my recycling the next day.
Yeah, we finished that off.
That was, probably quickly.
I know I made a lot of Manhattans.
Yeah,
I drank a lot.
I got some pretty cute pictures of the Manhattans being made.
Oh. Aww.
Everyone was very excited.
Well, you know, we all wanted some Manhattans, even if we had to have them in margarita glasses. Haley, you have fun?
Yeah, I am not yet drunk nor hungover since the first, so that's good.
And now on the last episode, you said you were going to be drunk the entire year.
You promised you would be. You already broke your resolution.
I know. I done fucked up.
It's such a shame. Well, I don't even know why people make these resolutions. They're just going to break them the first day.
Now you have all year to improve.
Right, exactly.
You can only go up from here.
Just expect it to get worse.
Emily, you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I've been keeping my New Year's resolution because I haven't died yet. So, woo.
Like in real life?
in game.
But we also haven't played since the New Year's, so. So I'm excited to have you guys back at the table. It has been a couple weeks because of the holidays. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Did you have fun on New Year's?
Steve, I did have fun on New Year's.
You just didn't say so.
Thanks for asking.
I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Sometimes I want somebody to ask me how my day was.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm here for you.
Thanks.
If you need to talk, tell me how your New Year's was.
So I'm excited to have the table back together. I missed you guys. We'll see if anybody notices the audio quality. We all got spanking new mics for Christmas, so that's pretty exciting.
Woot woot.
But let's get right back into it. We left you guys off in a room with some shackles, and the shackles had come to life and attacked you guys, and drug poor Matumbe over to the far wall where he was kind of wrapped up in these barbed chains. You guys, through trial and tribulation and several missed cure light wounds, several missed flasks of holy water, finally managed to put down these bad boys and save Matumbe from his fate.
Yep.
He's a real bad boy.
That is correct.
You guys got a magical +1 spike chain, so that's awesome. And that's where we enter back on the scene. You guys are still in this room. You still have a lot of prison to explore. What's the game plan?
Well, I can see the map. My character cannot. But there's a big old room that we haven't looked into. Down the hallway from the laundry room? Is that the laundry room?
Yep, down the hallway from the laundry room, there is a large room. You probably remember Ikmar Wood because he was the one that peeked his head out of the laundry room, seeing that door, but he didn't hear the chains coming from there, so you guys kind of detoured over to here.
All right, guys, let's not get tied down in this room and let's move on.
All right.
So where are you heading?
Before we go anywhere, can we take a quick look around the room to make sure we didn't miss anything, do perception checks, that kind of stuff? I know we got the chain, but I don't think we did any sort of checks before we ended last episode. All right, I'm going to do a little perceptione. Or not. That's an 11 16. Total.
16 and 11.
3.
A 3.
Oh, 15 or 20.
And a 15.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guys, the only thing, and I think it catches Eclipse's eye, as you guys were kind of pulling this chain off the wall and observing it, and I think you head back to the center of the room, she realizes that the manacles that had actually attacked you look like they're relatively good quality. Upon further inspection, if she wanted to make a praise check.
Sure, she does. 17 on the die plus 7.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You would know that they're both pairs of masterwork handcuffs, basically.
Ooh, I'll shove those in my pocket.
Okay. with the 15 and kind of looking around the rest of the room, you do see a lot of chains still on the wall. They don't look like they're animating at all. They're not. You think that you've basically put this room to rest. So, if you want to move on from there.
Well, through my detective work, I imagine this place very similar to Horace's basement.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. That's, I do have some kinky gear down below.
Eclipse, I noticed you take those handcuffs with you. I mean, does Horace really, is he really short that many pair?
Oh, no. I'm not going to reply to this. I can't.
Don't keep the fourth wall breaking Ickmer still a thing. Okay, so where are you guys heading then? You don't really think there's anything else in this room with a 15 being the highest perception, so.
Yeah, I guess then the next thing to do would be to leave the room and check out the room that Ickmer had seen earlier, a little bit down the hall, big one.
Yeah, okay. Looks like a big old trapezoid on the far west side of the prison.
So you guys wrap around the hallway. It is still dim light in this hallway, and I think you can kind of tell that you've been in here a while. You're not really sure what time it is, though, because there's no external windows in this hallway. So you're kind of, I guess you would say you're in like a, it almost feels like you're sleeping in a basement at your buddy's house, right? You don't know what time it is in the morning when you wake up. So you reach this door. Does someone attempt to open it or look at it?
Lyra would detect magic in the room.
There's magic in the room.
And then she would want to focus to see if she can pinpoint how many auras.
There is one aura.
Ooh, okay.
Then I'm going to cycle the alignments, baby. We got a good thing going here.
Teamwork.
You detect chaos. You detect good.
Oh, okay. Now, that's not an aura I expected to pick up on in the prison.
Hmm. No, not particularly common aura for things in here.
Okay.
Is my sword handle getting warm?
No, it isn't. It doesn't feel warm.
Want to open the door? Should we?
Are we going to do like a diplomatic approach here?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay.
Ickmer knocks on the door.
You knock on the door.
I guess that is polite.
Yeah, that is polite. You knock on the door, though, and you don't really get a response.
Ickmer, I believe the presence inside is good. We should be diplomatic in our approach.
Oh, yeah, I thought you told me that already. That's my fault. But I very much so agree with that. I think force should only be used when necessary.
Good.
So Ickmer knocks on the door. He gets no response. Do you try the handle then?
No. I wouldn't try the door just yet. I would try to yell through it. And in doing that, I'm going to try to diplomatize.
Go for it.
Do you have good diplomacy?
No. If anything, I have a great intimidate.
Hey, he's charming.
But
he's a kid detective, after all.
All right, so through the door, or I guess I'll roll first. So you guys might have to guess my roll on this.
Guys, we're coming in whether you kind of want to or not, so you better get ready for it.
Ooh, guess the roll. I think you got a 3 on the die.
I'm not sure if he was going for a really shitty intimidate or a really shitty diplomacy, but
it was a very shitty diplomacy, indeed. A 1, indeed.
So, you still get no response.
Well, I think they're asking for it.
And just open the door.
The door is locked.
Oh, I guess, well, on to the next room, guys.
Hold on. Let's not be hasty.
So, Ikmer, you remember kind of busting into that bathroom door earlier. You busted into the door with the bathroom, the, like, soggy door. This door isn't soggy. However, it feels almost as weak as that previous door. So I think Ikmer might be able to intuit that if you wanted to use force, this door likely wouldn't be super difficult to push down. But it's locked. It's a really old lock. And you guys haven't really had any success in finding any keys.
All right. I mean, he could just put his shoulder into it, but I feel like there's smarter ways to do this, maybe.
I don't have any sort of spells or anything that would help in this case. Unless I wanted to see if I could use Acid Splash to, like, melt the lock or something.
Oh, that's a, I think, great idea.
Because you can definitely try that, yeah.
Professor Lorimore did that in a crypt in episode, like, 4 or something. Or we found evidence of that.
I don't think you have to roll for that. I mean, you can hit it.
Okay, well then, I'm going to fire a small blob of acid at it.
Okay, it melts the doorknob and kind of locking mechanism. Mm-hmm. And the door creaks open slowly.
Nice.
Hero card.
Yeah, for remembering that, actually, I'll allow that petition. I think that's a good one.
Wow!
Because that was, what, episode 5?
Right in.
5 ain't given one out in a long time.
Yeah, it was a really early episode.
There you go, bud.
Thank you. All right, this one's called the Demon's Lantern. It looks to me like it's a chaotic evil card. The key's in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yep, definitely okay. Chaotic evil. So I'll be able to
disadvantage the GM.
Awesome.
Cool. Ikmer would just poke his head in, see if anything like jumps out right away.
So Ikmer and Matumbe are in the threshold. You see tangled mounds of moth-eaten fabric sitting on several wooden tables, each surrounded by workbenches. Various sewing tools, shears, needles, rolls of thread, boxes of chalk, and other objects lie scattered over the floor, while the arm of what appears to be a skeleton protrudes from a stained heap of fabric to the west. Make a perception check.
Another 16.
19 on the die. That is a 23.
5.
18 or 23.
Oh, yeah. Also, is the handle of the sword warm?
It still is not warm.
Okie doke.
Because this is not malicious. You start to see shimmering around the skeletal arm. Blue, wispy smoke rises from the scrap heap. Please place this token in the corner of the room.
That's a cool token. It's not our usual bottle cap.
A ghostly woman appears right beside her skeletal arm. You can see she's pale light blue. Her hair looks almost like smoke, like it's being tossed in the wind slightly. And you can see faint tears coming down her cheeks. She looks at you and she says,
"Are you the new guard?"
Yo, Lyra, you got the diplomacy, right?
Yeah. Should I roll diplomacy and then talk?
Or what do you say?
We're not guards of the prison. We're here to help. Are you hurting?
I suppose I haven't seen a guard in many years. My name is Visoriana. What are your intentions here, travelers?
We've detected an evil presence here. It's dark and oppressive. We want to gather information about our friend and also try to erase the evil from this prison.
Ah, yes. There is great evil lingering here still. What are your names?
My name's Lyra. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise. And the rest of you?
My name is Eclipse.
Eclipse, I sense the presence of more of my kind with you.
I have a few friends.
Friends?
Do you want to be a friend?
No, you see, my spirit is bound to this room. I cannot leave it, and I must observe from within its walls. And your name, young man?
My name is Ikmer, and I think I don't know. We're just here to help you out some, so I mean, is there something that you can tell us about why you're bound here and we can, you know, set you free or something?
You see, my boy, I died in this room. As the fire raged below, I was trapped, and smoke rose into this room. It choked me, and I remember being worried about my husband until the end. How about you, tall fellow? What is your name?
Good afternoon, madam. My name is Matumbe.
Matumbe, I see the symbol of the Lady of Graves around your neck.
You are correct.
Do you not despise me?
I do not. But it is my duty, if you wish it to be, for me to help you pass on into the next life.
I would greatly appreciate that help, but now is not the time. You see, I am the keystone in the arch, so to speak. If I were to be removed from this prison, all would crumble. Ravengrow would perish, for I felt a disturbance weeks ago, maybe. You see, I could always feel my husband Veshan's presence. It pained me not to be able to reach down to him, but I knew he was there. Until recently, he was there. But I felt him depart this prison, his absence causing the spirits within its walls to stir stronger and more depraved than I've ever felt in the 50 years I've been trapped here.
So if I am understanding you correctly, the spirit of your late husband was here as well, but he has departed, and the prisoners, or rather their spirits now, have run amok.
Yes, and you see, I've taken up his mantle. I keep them at bay, but I fear I'm not as good a warden as he was.
Out of character, I'm sorry. She said a few weeks ago. Does that line up with, like, the death of Professor Lorimore?
That lines up exactly.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure.
Exactly what I wanted to ask.
Okay. Yep.
Ikmer was going to ask that as well.
His detective senses were tingling.
Yep. His detective senses.
Okay. Were you about to ask her something?
Just to continue on. My lady, these spirits, I believe it is our duty to help put them at rest. I also, furthermore, believe that the troubles of Ravengrow and the surrounding country are not just confined to this prison. I believe that there is a cult, and this is only part of their plan. So solving whatever nefarious purposes they were up to here could help unravel a bigger conspiracy. What is going on at this prison is incalculably important.
Black and yellow and purple robes. I saw them in the night. They came. They circled our battered, forsaken home. And then a man arrived, in all black as well, skin the color of paper, eyes the color of rubies, his smile jagged. He spoke in a harsh voice as he made incantations around the prison. I could see him from through the wall. But I could not leave this room. If this lines up with the cult you're inquiring about, then maybe they were the cause of Ravengrove's troubles, but they're no longer here. And so it is up to people like you to stop what's happening here before it's too late.
They have left a stain on this prison that we must scrub out.
So she's basically told you that she saw what happened.
Yep.
Maybe she knows what they cast as well. Like what the... Because we could detect that there was necromantic energy, but we don't know what it's doing.
Yeah. This probably corresponds to like the runes that went all the way around. But that's kind of weird because they said the warden's name, correct?
They did.
Yeah. That's strange.
Are you asking her anything?
I guess I just ask her about the runes if she knows any more information about it.
We can probably ask her about the fire too.
Oh, yeah, like why she was there.
And like why her husband isn't with her, what he had to do with it, if he had anything to do with it.
Well, I think
he set it, right? Like he set the fire.
I think that was implied.
That was the implication. Gotcha.
I guess we could clarify that. Yeah, that's a good point.
So whose character is talking?
Lyra can ask the next question. You said you saw the person that cast the spell on this prison, and the runes on the outside, they spell out your husband's name. Do you know what the spell is for?
I only know this, Lyra. I saw the men right before I felt my husband's absence, and when the men who really only chanted in whispers circled the prison and wrote, you say, my husband's name. They were muttering words, arcane words I didn't understand, but when they stopped, I felt this pain I've never felt in death. It felt like a storm tearing me away from this plane of existence, and I fought it. I've never felt such a pain, but all at once, It was as if wind was howling in my ears, and then it was all silent. And after that silence, I didn't feel Vaishan anymore.
I'm so sorry for all that you have lost and all that you have gone through. We don't really understand much, just rumors about what happened here that night. Can you tell us how and why the fire was started?
Of course, my dear. I don't know everything. I wasn't here for all of it. I came to the prison because I heard there was a prisoner riot. I heard the prisoners had gotten loose somehow in the lower levels, and I knew my husband would be here trying to stop the violence. I ran to him, and he had some of the guards lock me in here. I must have been... Well, I was worried about him. I may have been slightly hysterical, but he was my husband, and I had every right to be worried because clearly that was the last day we were alive. Ever since, my spirit's been trapped in here, and I've longed to make it down to my husband. I know he died down there, because that's where I can feel him, or I used to be able to.
Can you feel other spirits down there?
Yes. Several. Strong, stronger than the rest. Yes, many of the prisoners are spirits, but there are five. There's power in the number five, I've heard. These five have been fighting me ever since my husband left, and I can feel them getting stronger, more capable, potentially able to escape.
Speaking of that, ma'am, have you felt anybody leave here besides your husband? Because someone has been writing on your statue.
That would be the Splatter Man.
Excuse me? What?
The Splatter Man was probably the most notorious prisoner here at the time of the fire. You see, he used to spell out the names of his victims before he killed them. I can feel when a new letter's been written. It drains on me. I fear if he's spelling my name, once he's finished, I may be too.
How many letters are in your name?
I was just about to ask the same thing.
10.
Shit, you're 30% of the way there.
Don't tell her.
He said she could feel it.
Yeah, she could feel it.
Yeah, she will know when she's been splattered.
Excuse me, m'lady.
Yes, my boy.
Is there a way that we can set you free after we're done getting rid of the evil spirits here?
If you are able to vanquish the five most powerful here and bring me a symbol of my husband's office, likely his badge would work best. Bring that to me, and I should be able to set those spirits to rest for good. Upon doing that, I believe I'll be free.
Where is that husband's office?
Well, his office is near the entrance of the prison. If you were to enter the front doors and take a left, it's through the rest of the prison offices. I remember he used to visit him there.
Oh, I won't intrude, but but I assume that was for a little afternoon delight.
Ick, how do you feel about this?
Yeah,
I'm a detective.
You seem much too young to be worried about such things.
The conjugal visits.
Also, is there a way, m'lady, for us to get your husband's spirit back here in order to help us out with the evil spirits?
I fear it's gone. He was as trapped here as I was. If his spirit is gone, it was likely taken by those men.
You're sure there's no other way for us to get you to him or where he died so you can be better at peace?
If you can find those men, I'm sure you can release his spirit. And if he is free of the prison and is no longer worried about his duty as warden, I'm sure he would move on with me.
Also, I'm assuming that since you were able to get into and out of the prison at, like, I don't know, anytime you wanted, does that mean you have a set of keys laying around?
So you assume she had keys to the prison?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. You see, the front doors of the prison were generally open. I was usually stuck in the first couple of rooms in the offices and in the warden's office. I did live in that house you maybe saw on the grounds, but if anyone had keys, my husband likely had them on him.
Oh, and, okay.
And you believe the final resting place of your husband was the basement of this prison?
That's where his spirit was trapped.
Okay. And the and other...
you can see my body over there.
Oh, you've held up remarkably well.
You see the skeletal arm?
you've aged really well.
Very comely figure. And the five powerful spirits, may I assume they are also located in the basement?
They have relatively free reign over the prison. Without my husband there to keep them down, they may have moved all around the prison. The last I felt, the Splatter Man was confined to his final resting place below. However, the four others may be anywhere in this prison. I don't feel them on this floor, but they move, and I can't always keep track of them.
That is good to know.
Also, m'lady, do you know of a way of getting downstairs? Because we haven't found one yet. Besides a hole in the ground, and I'm not very good at rappelling.
When I was alive, there was a staircase that led straight down. I don't know what hole you're talking about.
Okay, so I guess that's a new hole. It would be a little weird to have that while the prison was operating.
You think?
Just part of my detective work.
So, does anyone else have any other questions for her?
Also, m'lady, why were you here during the fire?
Well, again, I was worried about my husband, and so I made my way here to make sure he was all right. The riot was happening. They didn't think it would be safe for me, and so they locked me in here, where they believed I would remain safe while they controlled the prisoners.
So our path is clear. We go to the warden's office, we retrieve the symbol, and then we clean this prison out, room to room if we need to.
And then we get her husband's badge.
That was the first thing I said.
Oh, the symbol thing?
Yes.
Well, symbols can mean a lot of different things, Matumbe.
Thank you, Ikmer. I am trying very difficultly to keep up with your blazingly quick intellect.
We may also have to go into town to find the Splatter Man. There's new letters coming up. There's no guarantee he's still here.
That is a very astute point, Lyra.
You're right. Her name keeps getting written. A new letter very quickly. So, you know, gotta protect my lady.
God damn it.
Can I, like, look around the room, by the way, while this last bit of Ikmer interrogation is going on?
Yeah, I mean, she has a lot more information, but far be it from me.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
I didn't ask it.
You could look around the room, though.
Okay.
I had a 15 or 20, so not very high.
Yeah, you don't see anything. Again, it's like kind of tattered cloth. It looks like people were, you know, repairing clothes and linens and that kind of thing in here. There's a couple workbenches. You see some tools, but you do find one thing. Make me a... Do you have knowledge engineering?
No.
Ahem. Can I roll that check? We have some core communication. I didn't roll a perception check, so.
So I imagine Eclipse can kind of bring these tools over to you.
Okay. Oh, great. A 5 on the die. That's a 9.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of sewing needles. You see like a hammer or some nails. You figure there's probably, I mean, these are old tools.
Okay.
Probably not valuable.
All right. I throw them in the trash.
Sounds good.
I did come up with another question, if she's still
present in the room.
Okay. Do you know if these spirits have any weaknesses? Is there anything in particular we can do to dispel them until you can cut them off completely?
There is a room, locked tight, I'm sure. But it contains valuable items from each of the prisoners. You could likely use these items to great effect against their spirits. I believe it was to the east on this floor.
So it's that room we couldn't open, huh?
Yep.
Fun.
How do we get in? Is it with a key?
Likely you could potentially try to break it down.
Well, we did try that. It was resoundingly unsuccessful.
I'm surprised two large men such as yourselves weren't able to break down a door.
Well,
but it was secure. You know,
yes,
I mean, it was a prison after all, so I mean, gotta give them credit for their building.
For locking that shit up.
Yep.
So I guess some of the other stuff I would say is you haven't really asked about Laura Moore or if she saw him at all. You could potentially, I mean, she knows the Splatter Man's name, so she might know about the other prisoners that you guys weren't able to gather information on in town. But those would just be, you know, my tips on stuff that she might know. And again, you can come up with your own questions and I'll see if, you know, I think she would know that.
Well, we know one of the prisoners was the hash slinging slasher.
Correct.
Yes.
They were the part of the song, right? Like we learned a little bit about some of them already.
Yeah, didn't we read about all of them in the library?
About like three of
them. Yeah, not quite.
Yeah, there was like a fake priest guy. I remember him.
Father Charlatan.
And then there was like the Lopper.
Yep.
And
you guys found out about the Splatter Man a little bit, I think.
Was that guy that wouldn't hid in the shadows? Or was that the Lopper?
That was the Lopper.
There was a masked something. And a Piper?
Yep. You guys didn't get any information on that.
The evil bard?
Okay.
Well, assume he was a bard. Because he played an instrument.
I mean, she's gonna be here, right?
Yeah, she's stuck in this room.
Okay,
it's
well,
just the ticking clock.
Don't.
Yeah, I understand, but if we don't have any questions right now, it's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could come back.
Okay, well, don't go anywhere. We might come back for some more questions.
Okay. My time is limited, and I have to say that I hope you four are successful. Because if these spirits are allowed to run rampant, Ravengrow will be no more. They will likely cross much of Ustalav, causing mass chaos and destruction. I won't be able to help anymore. So, I urge you to help me before it becomes that dire.
Well, we've got about 7 days, right?
You know, I mean, you can recall that there wasn't a letter happening per day.
We got a good 20.
About 7 days.
I'm going back.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
What do you guys say? We hit up the bar?
We got 25 platinum pieces or however many.
Okay.
Okay, m'lady. Good day.
So you guys heading out?
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask, is it possible to do, like, disable device untrained? Can we, like, use some of the sewing needles to try to pick the lock?
Well, that was what the engineering check was, but...
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was failed.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Darn. But you could go into town and buy, you know, thieves' tools or something to attempt that. I don't know that any of you have disabled device, though.
No, and I don't think you can use it on train.
No, you can't.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't have any points in that.
I mean, I guess we could go back and I can try and acid splash it.
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah, for these doors, dinky little doors.
I can cast that as many times as I want. It's a level 0 spell.
So you guys can do that. You also remember that that's the room the cold spot's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably...
Can I roll, like, some sort of knowledge engineering or, like, just general intelligence check? Because now that I remember, like, using acid splash, would that make any sense to use on that door? I kind of am getting a verbal cue that it wouldn't make any sense
to even try it. Yeah.
10 on the die. Intelligence check, that's a 13.
You know that... things with the amount of hardness that that door has are basically not affected by something as weak as acid splash.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured, but...
Like, you would be having to do, like, 20 points of energy damage just to break through its hardness.
All right. Well, acid splash actually is a D3 points of acid damage.
At a time.
So
you couldn't just throw 30 acid splashes at it.
So, I mean,
well, you could just acid splash into a very durable bucket a lot and then
you go buy a scroll of knock.
Well,
we do have a bit of money now.
Yeah. All right.
Well, do we want to try to make our way to the
warden's office? I absolutely think so.
Okay. So you guys enter the hallway. You see that you can either go to the east or to the south. And you see the door to the laundry room to your side. And then you see a door to a room that you haven't explored to the south. You can recall that you likely, like, because you guys looked in that hallway. So you can recall seeing that door before, but you know you haven't been inside.
Let me use my friend's abilities to detect magic and alignment.
Lyra would stand in front of the door and detect magic.
You detect magic.
Matumbe cycles the alignments.
You detect evil.
How many auras? 4. If we focus. Oh.
How many auras of evil?
4.
Okay.
I'm...
That's not good.
Yeah, not sure if we should even. Is there something of value? I guess we could ask the
the lady.
Just pop your head back in. Hey, you're sharing a wall with a room with some evil stuff in it.
You know what that
any
is?
Idea what's up with that?
Well, we can just ask her what's in there, or like what the room used to be used for.
Yeah.
M'lady?
So you guys go back.
just real quick here.
Yes, dear boy.
Do you know what was in the room you're adjacent to? Not the laundry room, but the other one? The one you're sharing a wall with?
No, unfortunately. I remember I was only allowed in the front offices until the guards took me back here to keep me safe.
Okay, well, I mean, sorry, I guess we'll probably be back with a couple more questions.
All right.
Good day.
Good day.
All right, I think we should just go through the trap doors, or not the trap doors, but the main entrance
doors to the foyer.
Yeah, foyer. Go back to the foyer and then see if we can't.
Yeah, I'm sure we're bypassing some like crazy awesome magical item or whatever, but there's four auras of evil. I'm sure not four of the ghosts that we want to attack are there. It's probably, in Matume's mind, it's some bullshit flaming skulls or something.
She said that they're not on this floor, or she couldn't feel them on the floor.
Great point, yeah.
And we know where the magical weapons are on the opposite side of the prison, so...
Yeah, there's no reason to get into trouble. Yeah.
We also walked into how many rooms, like, even in character, we walked into a bunch of rooms that just kind of beat us up.
Yeah, you guys, like, have no means of dealing with anything else in this prison, likely.
All right, let's go check out that that warden.
So you guys are heading to the warden's office... which direction are you taking out of Visoriana's room?
Kind of path of, you know, shortest path per se. So back around that quote unquote baseball diamond room and then down through the wall or the, I'm sorry, the door that's closest to the front door, essentially.
Okay. So that leads back into that corridor that you remember, each of you remembers running up and down away from the poltergeist that was scaring you.
Yep.
And then that hallway has a double door that leads into what you remember is that slamming portal room.
Yep.
So you guys head into the slamming portal room?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Do the doors slam shut?
Oddly enough... And you may remember this from a couple of episodes ago when Matumbe came in. The only doors that are slammed shut right now are the ones leading outside.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So we only have to break them once type of thing? Is that what we're thinking?
Maybe.
They just don't want us to leave, but it seems like we're free to go.
Oh.
Yep, so the door leading to the west... which you remember is, like Visoriana said, from her room, it's south.
Yeah.
So you could assume that down the western, like through the western set of doors would likely lead you towards the warden's office. Is that the way you're going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a quick, as a player tidbit, I bet they are like not haunted. It's possibly that they're not haunted anymore because they are allowing the, or they're not like locked anymore because they're allowing the other spirits to be able to roam around, unless there's a different way for the spirits to like get in and out and roam about the prison freely.
Maybe, but didn't that one slam in Eclipse's face when she was trying to come back in and drag me out or something? That's how she had to do the negative energy healing.
You can tell. I think you guys can basically remember that they're relatively malicious towards you. These doors seem to be.
Yeah, well, we're malicious towards them too, so fuck them.
So maybe we should be on guard as we walk into the door or through the door that is wide open for us.
That's right.
Since this prison doesn't like us at all and is letting us walk through.
Should.
With ease, air quotes.
Should we put a doorstop down?
I don't have one on my character sheet, but.
Well, I think we can pick up a rock.
You have a profession carpenter? You could whittle a doorstop, wooden one.
Yeah, I'll take that at next level up.
So what order are you guys walking in?
I think it's pretty standard.
Pretty standard. Ikmer, Matumbe.
Eclipse, Lyra.
Yep.
That's it. So Ikmer is 15 feet in, Matumbe 10, Eclipse 5 feet in, and Lyra is 5 feet from the doorway.
Okay.
Or the space, I guess.
So you can see to your right several doors to what look like offices. And then ahead of you, you can see a door at the end of the hallway.
Are any of the doors open currently?
They're mostly ajar and kind of hanging on their hinges, so.
Okay.
Can Ikmer, I guess, are they, I'm guessing they're old and dusty, but are there names on the doors at all?
You don't see names. When you look and you kind of see the door ajar, though, you do see, like in the one that you're nearest to, like a desk and what looks like it might be some sort of filing system.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful.
Hey guys, just for reference, I think there are some files here that may lead to where the prisoner, what cell the prisoners were held in, so we can go right to the bad guys. If we want to. But then again, they're probably let out of their cells, and so they can roam about a bit.
But wow, Ick, that's a pretty good idea. Good job.
Thank you. All right, I am doing my part.
So do we want to start combing through these offices, or are we going straight to the warden?
I think we should still go straight to the warden. I feel like combing files is boring.
Okay.
Right.
So you guys look, I imagine you look in like every door and you see a pretty similar office setup in each of them. None of them looks like an official bigwig office. You get to the end of the hallway and the door is shut.
Yeah. For the record, I think on the way back we should maybe not go through like all the files and shit, but like open desk drawers and stuff. Just take a peek around through these offices, see if we find anything.
Some drive-by, detect magic, detect
yep.
Yeah. Alignment.
Boom, all the way down the hall.
I would like to try to detect magic in this room before we go in.
You detect magic.
And then, so those alignments.
You don't detect any alignments.
Oh.
How many auras of magic?
10.
What? Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
All right.
So I guess we gotta open the door.
Yeah.
Can we like look for traps maybe? I'm getting worried now. Yeah? Yeah.
You certainly can. Make a perception check.
Oh no.
I got, once again, 15 or 20.
Is the handle of my sword getting warm?
So mechanically, Brooks, that only works as a +2 to your knowing if there's a haunt. It doesn't really like tell you, oh hey, I can detect magic too. It heats up the moment the haunt activates, just for future reference. But no, you don't feel a warm handle.
15 perception.
7.
So 15 is the highest we have.
18.
Or 20.
18? Did Ikmer get an 18?
Total, yes.
Oh, okay. Ikmer, you don't sense anything wrong with this door.
Okay.
Open it up.
As a player, I'm thinking something 10 in here could be like a swarm, possibly, of rats.
But is my but there's
guess.
No
magical.
There's no alignments to it, so it could be like a quiver of 10 magical arrows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless that like takes up one thing. I don't know. Fuck it. But it's like
we might as well.
Arrows. All right. So we're going in. Going in hot team.
Okay.
All right.
So Ikmer opens. So
he bursts through the door.
Fully armed.
Ikmer bursts through the door. And the first thing is he feels this sudden wave of relief. He feels this dark depression and this claustrophobia lift.
Thanks, Steve.
He feels almost normal in this room. When he looks in the room, he starts to... He sniffs the air. It smells a little mildewy, old. But it doesn't smell damp like the other rooms. It doesn't smell rotten. He doesn't smell burning. He sees a long desk and a chair sitting to the south. In the northwest, a narrow alcove contains a closed safe. The only thing Ikmer could really find wrong with this room is just the thick layer of dust on it. It looks untouched.
Then he's just gonna walk right in. I mean, it feels good, smells good compared to the rest of the prison. So he's comfortably gonna walk right in.
Can someone make me a knowledge religion?
Sure.
Dude, get hold of yourself.
You have to put the tower away soon.
Tower's fine.
Is it when you have more hams and the tower is tall, then you can't use it anymore?
And you knock it over six times?
It's me that's the problem. A great example of which, that's a 13 total knowledge religion.
Jesus.
Did Lyra do any better?
I was just getting excited. I don't have knowledge religion. Oh. I was used to Dr. Vivian having actual roles. No, I don't have it.
You're not sure, Matumbe, but you get the feeling that a room this untouched hasn't been touched by the spirits of the prison either. You're not sure, but I think Matumbe has maybe felt this before, being, you know, a follower of Phrasma, kind of going into these places where there are undead and rooting them out.
Mm-hmm.
That when there's a significant haunt in a place, you get that oppressive, that feeling of the lingering spirits in the area. So Matumbe might think that this room is relatively safe and untouched.
Oh, shit. Are my spirits allowed in?
Your spirits are in the room fine.
No issues. Okay, cool.
So this is, like, tag safe zone.
I believe the malicious spirits either have never been here or are not allowed to be in here. I believe we're safe, at least for the moment. Let's take a look around.
Sure. So you want to check out this
take
safe?
Take a look. It's in a book.
Is that where the magical rooms are?
Are you continuing to detect?
Yeah, she would try to pinpoint now.
Yeah, you see just this bright, it's like bright coming out of the safe.
Okay, so she would direct everyone over there. This is the source of the magic.
Okay.
The safe, how is it weathered over time?
It looks relatively sturdy.
Is it a combination lock, a key lock?
It's like a key lock.
Fuck. We have no keys.
And no one can pick locks.
Make a disabled device. You could try and...
Try to smash it.
Is
football slant like football spike it?
Does it look to be the same sort of difficulty opening it like the door of the important room where acid splash wouldn't even be viable again?
Yeah, acid splash. It looks like it's made of like sturdy wooden metal.
Yeah,
you don't think that? I mean, acid splash is really good against like. You know, Lorimore used it on a shitty rusted padlock. You used it on like a basically falling down door. It's not going to work so well on something so well preserved.
Okay.
But yes, you could attempt to break it. You could attempt to disable device, but nobody has that.
Well, I know what I'm putting in a skill point in next level up.
Can I do just a general perception of the room to see if I can find a key somewhere?
Yep.
And can Ikmer try to just look in the desk drawers
Make me a perception, looking through the desk drawers, too.
I'm going to take a look through there as well.
16. Oh,
might be that one. A 3 from Lyra. I've not been rolling well.
Eclipse, doing anything?
I'll look around the room, too. No.
Nothing beats a 16?
Yes. No.
You find some files. I mean, you find like a fountain pen that's way dried up and super old, that kind of thing. It looks like relative junk to you, but you're not really finding. I mean, you could certainly read the files and they might be valuable information, but looking through for a key, you're not seeing anything.
I'm not, specifically. I guess, is there like a name tag on the desk itself? Is there like a bunch of letters addressed to someone?
Yeah. So I imagine you look through the desk, you do find letters. They're definitely addressed to Vaisha and Harkran.
Cool.
So,
okay. So
you can definitely reasonably assume that this is the warden's room. Okay. Actually, had you asked that like on the outside of this room, yes, it had like a plaque that says like warden. It's just okay. The other rooms are not like, they're just for general prison worker folk.
All right. So here's my idea. If there was a key, it's probably on him. He died in the basement, we think.
Yes. That is definitely what I think, and I guess based on what the Varisiana has told us, Ikmer would believe, and I believe everyone else would believe at this point. I don't know, I kind of think that how big is this safe?
It's a decent size.
Is it carryable?
Yes, that's what I'm wondering.
You would be decently in it. It's about 110 pounds with its contents. So, I mean, you guys are pretty strong. You might be able to take it back. It's just, you know, you would have to lug it the hour-long walk back to town, but it's doable.
So my initial plan would be to at least move it somewhere to make it a bit more accessible, maybe move it toward the weapons cache that we saw initially.
Remember the cold spots.
Yeah, and this room is safe.
And Ikmu, we know this room is safe, and the safe has been untouched in this room since the death of the warden.
I get that this is the safe room, but I think that we could, you know, move it a little closer, you know what I mean? This is a safe room. I get that. There's a safe right here.
Jesus. I just don't understand why we would move it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
No, unless we were able to easily take it back to town, then I don't know why we'd move it.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know. Based on my strength, it might actually, both of our strength eclipse.
Yeah,
it actually might not be like entirely. If we had something to strap it to, like strap it to our backs, it actually could.
I could.
You have that.
I could carry
a bag of holding.
Yeah, and I'd be slightly.
Oh yeah,
but
that's true. We do. Do you just want to put it in the bag of holding then?
It will fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Throw it in. I throw you a bag of holding and no one tosses anything in there.
I don't have the bag of holding. I don't know who has it.
We got it from the house.
God damn it, bro.
So you guys lift the safe and you put it in the bag of holding. You can see through the windows, because this room does have windows, although they're barred, that it has gotten dark outside.
This may sound crazy, but if we need to rest the night, and I'm not sure that today is done for our adventuring, but if we do need to rest the night, I reasonably believe that we could spend it in this office. And we may have to, especially if the front doors are still barred when we try to leave.
You know, Matumbe, that is a great deduction. I agree with your work.
Thank you.
I know I'm not the strongest, but at one point I was able to break through the front doors. So if we want to take the safe out and find someone to pick the lock for us, we could give that a shot too.
Okay.
Lyra, that's also a good idea. I might have been unconscious during that part.
Actually, we both were, yeah. It wasn't a good situation. What do you guys want to do?
All right. There is a door down the... Or I guess a door to our... Not door, to our north. If we go back into the hallway, go north, there is another smaller room all next to the warden's office. Is that door open?
Yes. Are you checking that out?
Yeah, let's open that up.
Lyra would detect magic first before it opens.
Okay.
Detect alignments behind that one.
I guess hand was off the hand was off the pawn.
You detect neither.
Oh, okay.
Ikmer enters the room.
Yes, Ikmer would enter the room.
You can see that it looks like a washroom for the guards. Make a perception check.
18.
It's a cock die. 20 total.
17 or 22.
Is the handle of my sword warm?
Lyra?
7.
So, Matumbe thinks he sees... Looks like a really tattered guard's uniform hanging from one of the hooks in this washroom.
Guess I investigate it.
Can we put it on Ick so he doesn't wear loincloth anymore?
But I kind of like my ripped
I don't know if 50-year-old clothes is better than... Sometimes dead is better.
Well, let's definitely check the pockets first.
Check it out.
You check the pockets and you see, you feel a slight jingling.
Keys?
Yes, keys!
Oh, you find very hopeful.
A couple keys.
Okay, good.
Oh, God. Yay. I thought he was about to say coins, and I was like, fuck.
Although none of these keys are marked, and you're not sure what they go to.
All right, let's pop that safe back out. Try all the keys.
You attempt that. And it's unsuccessful.
All right. That's cool.
I mean, that one makes sense. That one was about the farthest away based on the fact that it's sitting in the warden's office. And
yeah.
There's another door at the end of this washroom as well. Can I open that?
Yes, you may.
What's in it?
It's a toilet stall. Oh.
it's
like, no.
Yep.
Steven. Do not play fart sounds.
Oh, I have to.
Yep, it's just a toilet stall sitting at the end there. It's kind of like a shower, and toilets for the guards and not the rest of the gen pop.
So, so it's extra clean, of course.
Extra clean.
Come on.
Oh, folks, that's Sirenscape. What's the name of that pack?
Gurgles and Gas.
Gurgles and Gas.
Someone light a match. I think this was used recently.
Jesus.
Ikmer says as he farts 6 times.
Ooh. We should actually probably... I know it's dark out, but we should go check that room. See if any of these keys would work.
I agree 100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How about you all go ahead? I'll be with you in a minute.
Before we go through that room, we know that there's a cold spot and we will probably be going back and forth into this area. We still have a few haunt siphons. Do we want to use those? Because I believe if you kill the haunt with the haunt siphon in that first round, it goes away. Like it gets sucked up into it.
Yep. You are correct.
We could always ask that furnace to keep us warm for a bit. We quick run back into the cold spot room. That way we're already warmed up. We can ask it for some hot cocoa or something.
Lyra might have the better idea here.
I'm kind of hesitant because knowing that we still have these five really powerful spirit/haunts to use those, especially since we know that it's a minimal amount of strength damage and it doesn't even affect you if you bust through the room really fast.
I agree as a player. I agree with Steve.
Your issue, GM, being a nice guy here, your issue is that you have a ring of 10 keys.
Yep.
Right? You know that you can't bust through that door.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're right. The one, because one of the doors is on the end. I thought this was like a hall. Yeah, you're right. I remember.
So like the mechanic I might use is that you may try a key each round.
Okay.
So
no. Why wouldn't we all be able to gather around the door and like each of us try key every time it's our turn?
Right. So at maximum it takes 2.5 rounds, and then you're potentially sitting there not having opened the door if the key to that door isn't on the ring.
Yep. I think it might be worth the risk.
Or Lyra could pump a cure light wounds into it. Take it out for a moment.
I do have 2 cure light wounds if I can roll halfway decent.
We're going to stay here over the night. So, I mean, maybe a cure light wounds is better.
That works.
I agree.
I think whatever we do is we need to try the keys for sure.
That was a great idea, GM.
You know, sometimes I'm nice to you guys. After episodes like 18, I feel like I should be sometimes.
Aw. All right,
let's go.
Yeah.
I also feel like episodes like 18 are also 100% your fault, but you know, that's it.
Whoa there.
All right. So I've got us all standing in front of the door, ready to go.
Yep.
Oh, did we know where this haunt was coming from? Like
the podium.
So I touched the podium.
No, I don't. We were not sure about that because we destroyed and put the podium on fire.
Yep. And you weren't able to put the haunt to rest.
Because I need to know, because I have to touch something. So I need to know what to touch.
Can you detect it with magic or evils?
I was under the impression it was somehow tied to the podium.
I thought it was too.
That's what we all attacked, but...
Well, I mean...
But you attacked the podium and it did...
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
It stopped the haunt, but it didn't put it to rest.
That's fine.
Destroying the podium didn't put it to rest.
Okay, so I could at least push pause. We could do our thing and then hopefully get out before.
Sure.
All right.
All right, so we walk
the door's open.
You open the door and everybody roll for initiative.
That's what I thought. Is Aranel still out?
Why?
Yep. And, well, it doesn't matter because that's just a perception check. I was going to say that.
It's initiative check.
I know it is for Aranel. I was thinking about your haunt bonus.
Oh.
But that's just to see it. And you already know it's there.
Yeah.
So is the handle of my sword warm?
Yeah, it is.
Can I use it for warmth, per se?
It's a bonus to your perception check, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, you could potentially use it for warmth. It won't do anything, but you could use it for warmth.
All right, then Sigmar is going to put it real up close to his chest.
Lyra, what did you get for initiative?
Finally rolled well. That was a 26.
That's a 20 on the die.
Whoa!
Yes.
You keep getting those on your initiative.
It really stinks.
Eclipse, what'd you get?
19.
It doesn't really stink, by the way, because now you can go pump a Cure Light Wounds into it.
Oh,
right
before
away.
I even get it. Yeah, okay. It wasn't a total waste, then.
13.
Matumbe.
20.
You all act before the haunt. Because the haunt acts on a 10.
Like all haunts.
Like every haunt.
Yay. I guess...
So at the top of these...
I guess Ikmer checked the pockets, so.
Yeah, so I would assume we'd just pass them along, right?
We should go back and get the guard uniform, because we could possibly trick the other spirit, like, trick the spirits into thinking that I am not, I maybe am the warden, because if I have a uniform, I have a sword.
He's asking to be a target, so I think we say yes to that.
It's an interesting proposition.
I think, yeah, but for another time.
Well,
yeah.
Like, we'll just, if we completely forget about it, I just wanted to bring it up so that I didn't forget about it. But okay. I think that might be a good idea to be a target and sure. Look intimidating.
So, at the top of the order, it's Lyra.
All right, so Lyra is going to, walk into the room, and the podium is right by the door, so she is going to attempt to cast Cure Light Wounds
partially
on the podium.
Partially broken, sure. Partially burned.
So that's a 15 on the touch attack.
That hits.
All right. Oh, maximum damage, 10. Oh, it gets a will save, though. I forgot about that, sorry.
It fails.
Yay, so 10 damage.
Matumbe.
All right, Matumbe turns the corner into the room. He does a quick perception check to see if it looks like the haunt's damaged enough.
He feels cold.
Feels cold? All right, well, if that's the case, he's going to pump, or at least try to pump, a Disrupt Undead into it. All right, 18 on the die. That's a 21 a hit.
Yep.
4 points of positive energy damage.
And the room feels warmer.
All right.
Nice.
For now.
Yeah, we haven't put it to rest, per se.
But we can at least...
Yeah. Per se or at all.
Or at all.
But it is no longer activating.
All right, so then... Ikmer would try. So I'm guessing that the set of 10 keys is hopefully like different kinds of metal maybe on them, different colors.
I mean, I guess.
Is there
like some brass, some... like look like steel maybe.
Is there one that looks very similar to the lock that we're using or that we are looking to undo?
Make a perception check.
16 on the die. Makes a 16.
With a 16, you narrowed it down to 3 that look pretty similar.
Okay.
Brass and brass.
I mean, I'm guessing I'd try each of those for half a minute each.
So you're
trying to jiggle it in.
You rattle the first one. Nothing happens. You're unable to turn. You rattle the second one. Again, nothing turns. It doesn't feel like the mechanism. It feels like the mechanism is pretty stuck because it's old. But you put the third in, and it slides in easily. You kind of have to force it a little bit, but you can feel the lock click.
Yes.
And the door.
Thank God.
The door creaks open.
Thank you. Yes.
That's fucking amazing. Everybody needs to pile into this room.
Okay, get in the room.
Wait, should we, before we pile in, I know. Is there anything completely malevolent when I open the door?
When you open the door?
Like, is there something, like, right behind that, like, we didn't do detect magic, we didn't do anything else, but right before we, like, pile into this room, is there anything, like, jumping out at me and gonna...
Not
like,
that you could see, just having seen the door open.
Okay, so then Ikmer would run in.
Okay.
15 feet in.
Now, I want to make it very clear, you still feel... the malevolent energy in this room. It still feels claustrophobic in here. You still, when you smell the wind just right, smell burning hair.
Okay.
But you see a bizarre collection of antique goods resting upon wooden shelves that line the room. Several of the items contain tiny tags with labels written in careful script. Everybody make me a perception check.
Ooh. I rolled a 2, so that's a 2.
I rolled an 8, that's a 12.
I also got a 12.
21 or 26.
Okay. We'll start with Ikmer. Ikmer sees, looks like a really nice razor. He thinks it looks kind of like the one E has. Lyra finds a exquisite looking set of thieves' tools. She finds what looks like a bronze medallion and a really nice looking painting. Matumbe,
they're fun a lot.
Finds a pretty shiny punching dagger and a heavy pouch. When he shakes it, it clangs. He can feel that it's full of metal. Eclipse finds a wand and a secret door.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay. What's this wand?
And well, you're holding it, so you can tell.
Yeah.
It is a wand of lesser restoration with 12 charges.
Oh, nice.
And then let me go through that secret door.
Well,
you're going through the door, or are you guys checking out the other items first?
I'd say let's go through the door.
Okay. So you open a door into a small vault. You see only 5 objects.
Oh my, what a crazy coincidence.
Eclipse, the first item you see as you enter the room is what looks like a battle axe.
Oh, God.
Stained with blood. And it has this white with speckled red ribbon on it.
I want to touch everything so bad, by the way.
Weirdo.
I have object reading. I just have to touch.
As you kind of look around the room, you see a thick bundle of holy symbols. And I think Matumbe has entered the room as well. He likely recognizes... So
holy symbols?
Yes, Pharasma is on the chain, as well as several other well-known gods of Galarian.
Oh, that's the fake preacher dude.
Yeah,
Mr. Charlatan.
Everyone. Whatever one was the best at the time.
Yeah.
Further, Lyra, looking into the room, she's not as interested in the weapons, maybe. But she sees this flute, the silver flute. It's eye-catching, it's decorative. Ikmer sees what looks like a smith's hammer. Maybe that a blacksmith would use at a forge. It looks of exquisite quality. And you all see what looks like an old spell book. And before you learn what these items are, I need you all to finish your drinks.
Oh,
because we'll see you next week.
I knew it.
Darn. God damn it.